So number one, skin color, and that's a shift from light to dark. Now, a lot of people, when they do skin color work, they actually look for redness to light colored or to whiteness. But in fact, different people have different colors of skin, obviously. And so we'd like you to calibrate on the lightness to darkness. In fact, the best way to do that is to imagine that the person you're looking at is actually in a black and white photo. Imagine they're in a black and white photo. As you look across at them, notice that the picture gets darker or lighter. And that's going to be the difference. Looking at the difference between those two, you'll notice that you can actually notice the difference between lightness and darkness. The next is skin tonus. Skin tonus means the tone of the muscles or the tension of the muscles, usually underneath the face. One of the things I think you can look for is the shine on the skin. Light usually reflects off of the skin in different ways. Even for a woman who's put on plenty of powder and doesn't have any skin shine, you can even notice the difference in the lightness, the light bouncing off the face. Usually what we're looking for skin tonus is symmetrical versus asymmetrical or not symmetrical. If you pay attention to the symmetry of the face, that will also give you a certain amount of meaning. Number three is breathing. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this with people, with yourself or with others, but the breathing will change rate and it'll change location. The rate can go from fast to slow or from high to low in the body. High means up here by the shoulders. So if you just for a second, stop and stick your chest out, stick your chest way out, make it nice and big. There you go. Now, put your hands up here just above your, right there. Yeah, right there. That's it. Yeah, right there. And if you put your hands right there, that's the top of your chest, just below your shoulders. Now, your breathing can be way up there, and someone breathing up there is going to be probably breathing rather fast. Now take your hands and move them down just below your chest, just below your breast, down just right above your diaphragm there, and right around your rib cage. That's the middle of your chest. And people who are auditory often will breathe from there, and they'll be breathing a little more moderately in terms of the speed. Then you could also be breathing way down deep in the belly. And there are some people who are just belly breathers, and you sit and watch them breathe, and their belly goes in and out. And it's so funny to watch that person. Now, oftentimes, kinesthetic people breathe this way, and they're breathing very slowly. Now, the fast to slow and the high to low aren't necessarily tied together all the time, but many times they are. So you can begin to pay attention to the shift that people go through in breathing. If you want to, you can spend an entire day looking at lower lip size. What most people don't know is that the lower lip changes from moment to moment. Actually, what happens, it gets more blood or less blood in the lower lip. As the lower lip expands and becomes more engorged with blood, there are fewer lines. It becomes more swollen. As it shrinks in size, there become more and more lines. So the easier way to check with the lower lip size is to look at the lines and also the thickness of the lower lip from up to down. Number five, the eyes. And the eyes will change focus and pupil dilation. The focus could become focused or defocused. And the pupil dilation could change from dilated to undilated. And you want to look at that also. Now, as we mentioned in this exercise previously, as we look from like to dislike, as we look at the difference between like and dislike, what you're going to do when we do the exercise at the practitioner training is you're actually going to look at the person's skin color and skin tonus and breathing, lower lip size, eyes. You might also look at the tilt of their head, their eyebrows and so forth. Look at their entire face as you ask them to think about someone they like. Then ask them to think about someone they dislike and look at the difference. And what 99% of the people find who attend our practitioner training is that they're easily able to see very, very quickly the difference between someone that the person they're working with likes and someone that they dislike. Now, I'd like you to try this before you get there so that you already know that you can do this. If you'd like to, that would be great. Why don't you, for the rest of the day, just go out and talk to some people and notice the differences in their skin color, their skin tonus, the breathing, the lower lip size, and their eyes, what they do with their eyes. And also notice what other things you can begin to notice. What'll happen is if you do, you'll actually be able to see things. You'll actually be able to see things that people had not seen before, or it'll seem like you're a magician in terms of being able to observe. And that's what Erickson could do, of course. Master communicators of all time have been able to observe people in this way. Master communicators like Milton Erickson, as I said, although he noticed the pulse on the woman's leg so clearly, it still took him some time to practice, and he practiced while watching his baby sister learn how to walk, of course. So here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go out and practice this in the next couple of days. Get a real familiarity with watching people's skin color and skin tonus, watching the shift that occurs with their skin color and skin tonus, watching the shift in breathing and the lower lip size as it changes. Watch their eyes and watch the other things that you can notice about their body, and really, really become a master of observing other people. If you do, you'll become a master communicator. And as you do that, what you'll find is that you've got more and more joy, not only fun in communicating, because you can actually see what kind of results you're producing, but in addition, you'll be able to look across at the other person and know the results and be able to improve your results. It's just like getting up to bat, in baseball. If you get up to bat enough times, you're bound to get a hit eventually.